Mexican families with young children, colorfully dressed Africans, Asians, and Caribbeans with large banners united in demanding legal, social, and civil rights for their communities is a scene not often witnessed in a country where immigrants are under siege. Yesana is a Mexican high school student from Chicago. She tells the story of the invisible people.
We're here as Freedom Riders as part of this wonderful thing that's happening right now, and we want people to know what's happening to us. We want them to know our stories. For myself, I came here when I was 8 years old. My parents brought me to this country, and I grew up here. I went to school, you know, and I always tried to reach for the better future. I'm a student, but right now I cannot go to school. You know, each day I wake up with my dreams and my goals, and I find that they're being pushed away. You know, I live in fear every day of walking in the street, and that's what I want people to know. You cannot walk in the street because you fear, not only in the street, but every place. You know, you can live with that certainty that one day, you know, they might take you and send you back to a country where you came from, you know, but this is our country, and I just want to be here, and I want people to understand what's happening to us. They're separating people. You know, and you don't know what's going to happen one day. One day you might be standing here and one day you might not. There's a lot of families that are being separated.
So what do you think should happen? What are you asking for?
We're asking for legalization. We're asking for family reunification. We're asking for civil rights and workers' rights. And all we're asking them is to understand that we're part of this country. America was built on immigrants.
Rena Wong from FC Local 3299 in San Francisco explains how the National Immigrant Movement became organized.
This has been a project in the making for a few years. It was supposed to be scheduled around the 9/11 time. Of course, after that, there was a very anti-immigrant sentiment in the country, unfortunately. And we didn't know necessarily if people would be safe. But with the climate of the country as it is now, we're realizing more and more that this is an issue we have to take on now because it's very important. This actual Freedom Ride is a compilation of a lot of organizations, unions, religious groups working together. We've headed out from, you know, the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, all over, including San Francisco, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Chicago, cities in Texas. It's been a national mobilization of immigrants trying to fight for immigrant rights and equality and civil rights for immigrants in this country.
Rena Wong and Carmencito Abad, also from San Francisco, tell the story of a young Latino man who was picked up by the INS in St. Louis and died in custody.
One of our riders actually is from St. Louis. She had joined us in San Francisco because of a horrible immigration abuse and experience that she had. Her son had died while being held by the INS, and to be there with her in her hometown was very moving. I believe he was in his 30s.
He's an immigrant worker with documents, and he is a good citizen. He just went out to buy kids food for dinner, probably running into a traffic violation, and he ended up being incarcerated.
He didn't come out alive?
No.
It was a huge rally, 800-900 people just of the St. Louis community, not including the riders. There was a vigil and prayers for her son and for their family.
Millions of immigrants toil and struggle for a decent life in the United States. In the face of the growing political repression, they are becoming more vocal and united in demanding the same rights according citizens. Apparently, some unions and civil society organizations are listening, but their emergence as a political force is a new phenomenon, which is bound to impact next year's presidential and national elections. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.